new segment for our podcast is MS in Their Voices. This segment features the writing of MS authors who will read to you the powerful words of their personal essays, poetry, and prose.
Dan and I are excited to introduce you to Tamara Salmon. Tamara is the author of Intention Tremor, a book published by Moonpath Press in 2021. This hybrid collection of poems and personal essays chronicles her life in the 5 years following her MS diagnosis in 2013. Tamara lives in the Seattle area and writes regularly on MS topics. Two of her current novel projects also spotlight main characters living with multiple sclerosis.
Hi, everyone. I'm so glad I'm able to share some of my poetry with you today. I wrote this first poem to capture the tone that my neurologist set for my journey at the moment of diagnosis. She's a fantastic doctor, and I know that's a rare find. A doctor who listens, who seems less interested in supporting drug companies or trendy treatments, and more interested in ways for her to help me live my best life. Of course, I had to include this moment in my book as a tribute to her, to that point of no return when my old normal was introduced to my new normal. I must say that the news that I had MS came as something of a relief because it meant solving a mystery and moving forward. The title of this poem is Diagnosis. "Here is the proof," Dr. K said, clicking magnetic scans of my brain, the remarkable white holes, the countless grains of salt that could grow larger. "I have a lesion too," she admitted. "Who knows how it got there? I'm a neurologist and I know how it could be anything but. Except in my spinal fluid, cells not normally invited across that porous aquatic barrier have left behind their spore. Over time and space, narratives in the vault of my medical records corroborate symptoms. The tremoring leg, the relentless fatigue, the crawling skin, the crackling sparklers across my scalp, the incessant tinnitus, the times I've left sentences unfinished, don't even recognize when I have spoken words at all. Impossible elements in a perfect cytokine storm. How to right this ship is still a matter for lab rats, longitudinal volunteerism, and trial and error. Choose a new normal. Choose the life of pill bugs. Or you can choose what's behind door number 3. Her expression was plaintive. What will it be? Honesty. She finally smiled, nodded, said, "Walk heel to toe for me," pointing. And I did. Now, this prose poem was written in 2017, about 4 years following my initial diagnosis in 2013. As people with MS understand, the MRI is the ubiquitous test for assessing our disease progression and activity. It's not a great procedure for most people. I don't mind it so much anymore. I guess I'm kind of used to it. And I can even remember times when I've fallen asleep while in the tube, if you can believe that. What I remember more, however, are the interactions I've had with the radiology techs who run the MRIs. On the particular day of this poem, I reflected on this aspect of this new normal of mine, those countless MRIs and the fine people who do them. While my title for this work is the nth half yearly MRI, I'm currently in a holding pattern of annual tests now, and I hope that that never changes. Radiology techs wrap my feet in shapeless sheaths with rubber skids, swaddle me neck to toe in thin cotton blankets, a hospital's sarcophagus. Insert an IV for the contrast session. Shroud my eyes with a folded washcloth. Crown me with earphones playing barely perceived music to prevent hearing damage. Please, no more damage. The exposed top of my head will be sliced by invisible magnetic forces into pictures. MRI was first used to investigate the brains of people with lesion activity 7 years after my first MS hug. Those inaugural scans took 5 hours. Mine will take 90 minutes. After the techs retreat to a control deck behind heavy glass, I am interred into the narrow tube, asked to lay motionless while drums bang strange patterns that I find oddly rhythmic enough to fall asleep to. Magnetic resonance is now familiar territory, removing my need for a lorazepam refill. This is not death. 45 minutes pass in perfect stillness, superimposed over the spasming kink in my back. After they draw me from my high-tech tomb, unravel one edge of my mummy's wrap near the thigh, prick the IV to start the GAD dye drip, send me back for a second harvest. Contrast session, the burn in the veins. It is so hot in here. Finally, they extract me from the tube, the IV pulled out, the wraps lifted. Sitting exposed in the cold, dark room, my senses reassert themselves. Cells expand, breathe, jump, squall, like newborn babies clearing their lungs. I can't wait, still can't wait at age 52, to get up and walk away from these compassionate, if anonymous, keepers, to leave the hospital's familiar maze, hike the dirty city streets downhill to my ferry ride home, to new normal, because at least on this rainy spring day, I can. Thank you for the opportunity to share my work with your listeners. I hope they will find something familiar, illuminating, or even comforting in my words.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and please tell others about it.
Be sure to subscribe today and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about.
And if you have something to contribute to the episode, questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, Ryan. The producer is actomspodcast@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com, or on Twitter @coupletakesonms. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.